Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The English alphabet may only use 26 characters, but the number of distinct and meaningful sounds is much greater. Diane Slavin, associate professor of education and chair of the Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders at Long Island University, explains how voicing, once dismissed as trivial and meaningless, is in wider use than previously thought.
Humans can produce a wide range of sounds, from falsetto, the highest part of the vocal range, to vocal fry, a term used to describe the lowest frequency vibrations that occur at the very bottom of our vocal range. It sounds like this. Just as few of us speak in falsetto, it is unusual for people to speak in vocal fry. Over the last couple of years, however, my colleagues Leslie Wolk and Nasima Abdali-Baru and I began to notice a greater occurrence of vocal fry in voices of our female students, as well as some radio and TV personalities. We began to wonder just how common a characteristic vocal fry was among our students, so we decided to study it more formally. To do this, we recruited 34 English-speaking female students and tape-recorded them in two speaking conditions, first while sustaining the vowel ah, and second while reading a short paragraph. Following perceptual and acoustic analysis of frequency measures associated with voice, we found that vocal fry was detected in about two-thirds of the sentences toward their end, and rarely in the recordings of vowels. In sum, the results suggest that vocal fry may appear more frequently in the voices of young English-speaking women than has been previously reported, but we're not sure why. So the next time you hear vocal fry in someone's voice, you decide if they are imitating a famous person or just marking the end of a sentence.
That was Long Island University's Diane Slavin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.